We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Well, we made it to Friday. How about that, huh? The Brewers get a nice win last night, and they continue to press forward. Now they've got Cincinnati coming into Miller Park, and an exciting night. You saw Christian Yelich. I was as excited about Christian Yelich taking some walks as I was about the inside the park home run last night. And there was a lot of speculation on Twitter about whether or not that should have been a ground rule double. And if you watched it, even if it touches the netting, it's still in play, but the ball hit the ground, bounced upward, and on the way up, ricocheted off the fence and back into the field of play. So it never left the field of play, which the reason it wasn't even considered to be anything more than a ground rule double, which is the reason they let the play go and ultimately became an inside the park home run. And Jimenez just, he got caught like he was laying in a hammock, man. Not a great effort to get that ball down the line. And it was good to see Christian Yelich go the opposite way, to go with the pitch, and stuck it within about 2 to 3 feet of the foul line, and ends up walking away, running away, with an inside the park home run. Pretty cool last night, and it was good to see him smile. It was good to see a little bit of excitement, to hear a little bit of excitement. It's really interesting when you get a chance to hear some of the guys kind of screaming and yelling a little bit. So that was kind of cool. So I thought pretty neat outcome last night, I guess might be the best way to put it. At the ballpark. So the Brewers back at Miller Park and taking on the Cincinnati Reds, and the Reds got shellacked when it comes to giving up runs against Cleveland. Their starting rotation, we were talking about this yesterday, the Reds starting rotation, one of the best, but their bullpen sucks. I mean, their bullpen is terrible if you've been paying attention. The Reds, just a team that's felt that they were right there on the cusp this year, and they just have not, their bullpen has just not been able to hang on to leads. One of the worst bullpens in all of baseball, as a matter of fact. But man, oh man, oh man. They can hit the ball. They've had issues because Moustakas got off to a fast start, and then he ended up with an illness. He was part of that. I think he was part of the COVID testing. I'm not positive. But he ended up with an illness. Then he came back. Then he got hurt. Then he was coming back. But they're 5-8 right now. Brewers at 5-5. They've climbed back to 500, 3.5 games behind the Cubs. The Cubs sitting at 10-3. Meantime, you got to the St. Louis Cardinals at 2-3 right now. And like I'd said, Cincinnati 5-8, Pittsburgh 3-10. They're going right now. Yeah, they're going by the standings, yes, but eventually, if this thing doesn't correct itself and they can't make up all those games, then they'll go eventually by winning percentage. But nevertheless, the Brewers have the Reds coming into town tonight. In the meantime, you saw a tale of two halves, the haves and the have-nots for the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks looked lethargic. They looked disinterested, as if they didn't even want to play defense against the Miami team without Jimmy Butler. And would you thought, you know what, this is your opportunity. This has been a pesky team. They've beaten you twice this season. You're playing them again. You have a chance to make a statement. And I don't know what was said or what switch was flipped, but I know that Chris Middleton had stated that a lot of the guys were saying we're not even playing our basketball. But in the second half, they went on that 20-5 run, and then they finished with a 20-5 run, and they ended up beating the Miami Heat. They clinched the best seed in the East. That might have been the game that puts them back on track. Now, what they do with it from here on out, we'll wait and see. But the second half was Bucks basketball. That first half was what we've been witnessing over the last couple of games, where they're just going to allow guys to shoot it up beyond the arc. They're not going to get a hand in their face, or it's those running hands where they're just sticking a hand in the air and they're hoping that it doesn't go in, rather than really playing lockdown defense. Lockdown defense came in the second half of that ball game last night. So a good win by the Bucks to win the East, and maybe, just maybe, it proves to be true what Giannis said last night after the game, that the only obstacle the Bucks have is themselves. And I think he would be more right than wrong. Agree or disagree? Because if you're a Bucks fan and you watched that game last night, you had to be scratching your head going, what is this? What are we witnessing? This is not good. 855-830-8648. And that is our phone number if you want to get a hold of us on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line today. You can find me on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, @RadioJoeSports, @EvanHeff25. Go through the whole list. You can also find us over on the Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. That's The Bill Michaels Show. You can also find us on Instagram under The Real Bill Michaels. There's YouTube. There's the website, which is BillMichaelsSports.com. And thanks to everybody, as we always try to mention a few of the people that let us know where they're listening to us at. You've got some people that are listening to us on the radio.com app, which is a great way to take us anywhere and everywhere. Joe is listening to us in Colorado. Also, Cindy is listening to us down in Elkhart Lake, or up in Elkhart Lake, I should say, where, by the way, they have racing going on. This weekend, you've got the Xfinity cars, the sub-level to NASCAR, coming into town. By the way, you got Miles listening to us out in, where is Miles listening to us? In Nebraska, but it doesn't say where. It just says in Nebraska. So, Miles, thanks for taking a listen to us. And then Chris is listening to us on the road as well, down in Burlington, Kentucky. And I know exactly where that's at. So, down in Burlington, Kentucky. So, there you go. So, last night, your thoughts is the bug. Let's start with the Brewers first. As the Bucks get a win, the Brewers get a win. But let's start with the Brewers first. Last night, if you had to finish the sentence for Christian Yelich, was. Last night was. And then finish that sentence. And I think when you look at Christian Yelich's at-bats, was last night a decent night, or was last night the jump start? Was last night the jump start for Christian Yelich? I thought he sounded a lot different after the ball game. He went 1-for-2, 3 walks, 4 walks last night. Excuse me, 4 walks last night. Also scored 3 runs, one of them being the inside the Parker. So you tell me, last night was what? His batting average now over 100 at 111. So he's gotten off the schneid there. So last night was what for Christian Yelich? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. What was last night for Christian Yelich? Was it just you just got winging a prayer and you're hoping for better? Or was last night maybe the get-back-on-track night for Christian Yelich? Don't get me wrong, he went the opposite way, ended up with the inside the Parker. Yes, okay. But the fact that he ended up with 4 walks, wasn't swinging wildly, didn't swing through a lot, had only the 1 strikeout, didn't swing through a lot last night, fouled some balls off, made some contact, maybe, just maybe, taking a little bit of the pressure off himself, maybe, just maybe last night was Christian Yelich getting it done. Rough night for Ben Gamel, 0-for-6 with 4 strikeouts. Keston Hira, 2-for-6 last night, had the 1 strikeout. Keston Hira sitting at the 250 mark on the season. Garcia sitting 258. He had a walk, a strikeout. He was 1-for-3 last night, scored a couple of runs. Jerko last night, 2-for-3. Nice night for him. 3 RBI. Good night for him. Narvaez went 2-for-4 last night. Matthias, he ends up going 2-for-5 last night. He had a couple of strikeouts, but a couple of ribbies as well. So not a bad night at the ball yard for the Milwaukee Brewers, who ended up beating the Chicago White Sox 8-3. Lindblom, by the way, 4 hits, just a couple of runs in 5 innings. Really solid outing. Freddy Peralta comes in, gives up just the 1 hit, and then Yardley comes in for an inning, gives up a hit and a run, has the strikeout and the walk. But Lindblom got the win, goes to 1-0 on the season, and a really solid performance. Another solid start for the Milwaukee Brewers starting rotation. Good stuff there. But last night, what was last night for Christian Yelich? Last night for Christian Yelich was, and then fill in the blank. Also, when we come back, I'm going to hear from Craig Counsell and from Christian Yelich, but I want to get your thoughts is what you witnessed last night. Even though he's taking walks, I'm thinking his eye is coming back. We saw that a couple of days ago as well when he took a couple of walks and looked good doing it. That was the day in which he came back and ended up getting a couple of base knocks before he ends up with the strikeouts the day after that and then getting the day break after that. But I think last night was – you've seen a couple of decent trends this week with Christian Yelich, so I'm crossing my fingers that he's starting to come back. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And don't forget, if you're going to be out there doing some tailgating, whether it's at home, in your garage, or wherever it may be, always do it responsibly, but make it a Bud Light. Let's do this. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell, hear from Christian Yelich, and hear from you coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Yelich in the air, left field, got some carry, but Jimenez, oh, he can't make the play, and it's a fair ball, and now Jimenez is in the net. Yelich around second on his way to third, and he is going to try to score. Here comes a throw, and Yelich is in there, and this game is all tied at two.
Wow, there you go. How about Christian Yelich? He goes to the opposite field. He's been rolling over on a lot of stuff. I think Jimenez thought he was going to get that in the glove. You see, it lands in fair ground, and he ends up in the seats. By the time he gets up with Yelich's speed, he's able to score easily. So an inside the Parker for Christian Yelich.
How about that, huh? Jimenez ended up in a hammock right there in the front row. Inside the Parker for Christian Yelich, you were going to hear coming up here momentarily. Also got some phone calls to get to. Hey, go see my buddy Craig and his great staff out there at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson on Highway 67 in Oconomowoc, just south of 94. They've got an unbelievable selection, and they can. I don't know if you follow them on Facebook, but they just got a bunch of brand-new Harley-Davidsons in. Man, those things are hot-looking. They've got a bunch of pre-owned bikes as well, or pre-loved as they call it. And it's the best form of social distancing that you can do right now with some wind therapy and with the season starting to wind down. You want to do as much as you can before the season ends. So the used bike trade-in, by the way, still going on. They want your bike, and they're offering free appraisals and cash for your trade right now. Mark your calendar tomorrow. They've got bikes and barbecue from noon to 3 with live music by the Brew City Rockers, Just Smoking Barbecue, and G-Force events going to be all on site. And then you've got the Labor Day weekend rally, September 4th through the 6th for Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. They're still going to do it. They're going to have live music, food, beverages, vendors. Join them for the rockin' three-day event, motorcycle rides and such as well. They're going to have a lot of fun. That's Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, rated number one in Wisconsin for the second year in a row from the Harley-Davidson Motor Company. So get out of the house. Don't go to the house. Don't do that. I'm telling you, stay out of the house. All you got to do is get out and enjoy yourself. Little ride, little wind therapy. No reason to stay home, right? You know, come on. You can do this. Get outside, enjoy yourself a little bit more before the season ends. That's from our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Go to WisHD.com. That's WisHD.com. And just tell them we said hi. See my buddy Craig out there if you're looking for a new bike. They'll get you in with a really, really good deal. Hey, by the way, some breaking news, which breaking news in the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Brought to you by our friends at Pennzoil, made with natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. With the uncertainty related to hosting events this fall and winter, the Milwaukee Brewers, have announced that the annual winter festival, the Brewers on Deck event, will not take place in 2021. Planning for the fan festivities is an extensive an event. It brings people together, there's a lot of excitement for the upcoming season. But right now, the decision was made with, you know, consideration and the health and safety of everybody that they don't know what the future is going to hold. So they went ahead and made the announcement now that the Brewers on Deck event in January is not going to take place, unfortunately. Not going to take place. So another casualty of COVID and another casualty for downtown Milwaukee. We were supposed to be hosting the DNC, should have had the Ryder Cup. All these big events coming to the state of Wisconsin, and obviously should have had Bucks postseason basketball downtown, should have had some excitement for college hoops towards the end of the season as well, and just nothing happened. And it's a shame. It really is. This was supposed to be the year of Wisconsin, and Wisconsin has been completely robbed of all that was supposed to happen monetarily, specifically in this state. So if you had to finish the sentence, last night was what for Christian Yelich? Finish it. Let's go to Dave on the northwest side. Dave, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm good. I thought it was encouraging. You know, the first four or five games, what bothered me is some of the pitches that he was striking out on and getting called out on strikes weren't even close to the plate. I recall two where one pitch was like 3 inches inside the plate and another was almost in the dirt on a slider, and he left walking away, shaking his head. And when you're discombobulated like that, it takes you a while to get it back. I think I was more encouraged by the walks because he hasn't given up his patience. And at least when he struck out yesterday, he struck out swinging. Too many of his at-bats, you know, it's almost like he was confused, and he doesn't look confused anymore. And I think that's going to be a big thing for him going forward.
That's the biggest I appreciate the phone call. That's the biggest thing I took away from last night. He doesn't look confused. He was really on those pitches, the ones that he took, and the fact that he was on them, and they're not throwing him strikes right now, and he's saying, okay, I'm going to go ahead and back off. That's a good thing. Good thing for Christian Yelich. That means you're starting to see the baseball better. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. So Christian Yelich last night after the ball game, he said, look, he admits I've been awful, but the inside the park home run, it was at least fun.
I mean, that's probably the luckiest home run in baseball history. I was definitely top three. So, yeah, I needed that one. It's been an absolute zoo, been awful all year. So, you know, to have some positivity and be able to smile about something was nice, much needed.
In addition, Craig Counsell says the offense, look, they didn't flip a switch last night. It's not like all of a sudden they turned everything on and now they're off and running, but he did say they kept applying the pressure.
There's no switches that we're flipping here. So this is – tonight was a night that we just – you know, we kept getting runners on. You know, what I'll tell you often, Steve, is that we put pressure on in a whole bunch of innings and we cashed in tonight. So we had first and second a whole bunch of times and two of those innings we cashed in a big way. So if you continue to put pressure, you feel like you're going to get some good results. And tonight we did.
There is, according to Craig Counsell, he said, look, when it comes to guys slumping, I mean, sometimes you set a guy, sometimes you let him play through it. Sometimes you have to do both. Sometimes it's mental, sometimes it's physical, it's video, whatever it happens to be. He said, look, there's no right way for anybody, whether it's a manager or a player, to deal with a slump when it's happening to you.
I think we spend probably too much time figuring, like analyzing how people, the guys deal with this, because we all just take this stuff differently. And so there's no right way or wrong way to go through this. There really isn't. You know, you go through it the best way to get yourself to the next day and in a positive frame of mind. So, you know, I think it's a really individual thing on how you deal with it. You know, a Christian, you handle it kind of like your personality. And I think that's how Christian did. He continued to work really hard. You know, it's confusing no matter who you are. It's confusing because your work doesn't seem to pay off at times. You can know what you're doing wrong and still not be able to fix it. That's the probably most confusing part of it for, I think, fans almost, is that why can't he fix it? You know, it's and it just it's hard. That's why it's hard.
Christian Yelich, after the game, also joked a little bit. He said, look, and one of the things that you and I both noticed was the fact that he did take balls. He was able to create walks. He was able to get on base. And he said, hey, it's good to be able to differentiate between, you know, the balls and the strikes, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to be able to differentiate balls and strikes again. Instead of just blindly waving at things up there, hoping they throw something off your bat. So I was kind of feeling like I could control the at-bat a little bit better and kind of had somewhat of a say of how it went, or I could kind of getting closer to being back to where I usually am.
Also, when it comes to getting out of a slump, it's not like you can just get a couple of hits and all of a sudden you're out of it and you're going to start swinging freely again. He said it's baby steps to get out of a slump.
For me personally, it's just, you know, baby steps. Try and stack a bunch of positive things on top of each other and get back. It's not going to come back all at once usually where you get four or five hits in a game. It doesn't happen like that. It's just little by little, and hopefully you can continue to build off some success and just play the long game in baseball. I know it's abbreviated this year, but things don't really happen quickly in the sport, and you can't really force it or try any harder because then it just starts to snowball on you.
So there you go. That's Christian Yelich and the manager, Craig Counsell. We're going to talk with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, coming up here after the bottom of the hour. Eric Lauer on the hill tonight for the Milwaukee Brewers. Trevor Bauer. It's Bauer and Lauer on the hill tonight. Trevor Bauer 1-0 with a .68 ERA going for Cincinnati. Cincinnati got just drilled yesterday, and they're trying to put themselves back on the winning track. Meanwhile, the Brewers are trying to continue to win. Reds sitting at 5-8, Brewers at 5-5 on the season. Brewers looking for their first home win of the season as well at Miller Park. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip. The Dunker Donuts, $1.99 a six-pack right now through August 13th. Also, they have the Quickery Bake Shop Cookies, assorted varieties, $2.99 a 12-pack. The Kitchen Craving Sirloin Steaks, 5 ounces, 3 for $5. And those pothole pizzas that we've been telling you about, those things continue to get rave reviews. Good stuff from our friends over there at Quick Trip. This one's from Mark. Mark writes, it was good to see Christian Yelich take some walks last night. That's almost as important as actually getting a hit when you're able to see the baseball and you're not swinging wildly, which is exactly what he said. He felt like he could control the at-bat better. When you start hearing things like that, you start to maybe go, okay, it's something to build off of. I'm not going to say he's coming out of it, but it's something to build off of. He had a decent game the other day. Then he had the poor game. Then he had the day in which he sat. And then yesterday, another pretty good game at the plate when it comes to his eye. So maybe with a couple of those under your belt here recently, you start to kind of work your way back. I don't think there's any of us that really doubt the ability of Christian Yelich to be able to come back and swing a lethal bat. It's just going to take a little time. Once you start struggling and you start pressing, you got to get out of your own bad habits. You got to get out of your own way and just let your natural talent take over. Let's do this. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, who was pretty excited last night after that win, especially with a inside the park or something to cheer about. You're going to hear from Tim Allen. He is coming up next to the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Hey, the two-week sale has been extended a couple of weeks, but you only have until next weekend to get it done. Our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they're reminding you that right now you can buy 3 windows, save $250 on a patio door. You buy 6, you save $500, $9,750, and it kind of goes up from there. As a matter of fact, the more you buy, the more you save. Right now through August 15th, they're in the extended two-week sale over at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And if you've got that sticky, leaky, heavy, freaking door to try to open on a patio door system, now's the time to replace it from our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But if you only need windows, that's fine. You can choose 48 months, no interest, no payments for 5 months. Talk about some extra credit. Certain restrictions apply, but the more you buy, the more you save right now. And the offer ends next Saturday, a week from Saturday, August 15th. So stop into your nearby showroom or the Pella Experience, or you can set up your free consultation right now at PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our buddy Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. Tim, short of a triple that's going to draw a throw and have a guy doing a head-first slide to see if he's safe or out, and inside the parker has to be one of the most exciting plays in all of baseball. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure. But watching that last night, Bill, and you can appreciate this, and a lot of your listeners will remember this. You know, one of the cool things looking back in comparison is watching Robin Yount run the bases. When you get those long, loping legs going, and they just – it's very similar to Christian Yelich. Once they get going, It's pretty cool to watch the way they cut on the bases. They take the right angle on them. It was just awesome. Now I will get on Yelly for dogging it a little bit to first base.
Right,
I'll give him that, and he's not immune to that criticism because you know again, if you look at the night before, Bill, it was a 1-0 game. You don't know in baseball what play, what inning, what situation is going to turn a game. But outside of that, no, it was good to see Yelly do what he did last night.
To see him take walks and to talk about having control at the plate, Tim, look, one night does not, you know, pull him out of a slump, but it certainly at least gives you a feeling like he's seeing the ball better, you know?
Yeah, a couple of things, Bill. One would be it happens in the game of baseball. It's such a and I know sports can humble you, but I think baseball, it's just right in your face all the time because it's such a numbers driven thing. And so when you get into a 1-for-17, it sticks out. It's well documented. It's well advertised, if you will. Mm-hmm. And when Craig Counsell went through that years ago with the 0-for-45, you couldn't I can't imagine. But it happens also additionally at every level, though. Your kids in Little League, they go through it in baseball. Your daughter in softball goes through it, and they're not immune to it. It can destroy a career. Look at the Baltimore Orioles, Chris Davis, how he got on such a bad roll, Bill, and it really sort of cost him a little bit of a future at the tail end of his career. It really did. I mean, I saw this with my son playing you know, where he played in college and all through the travel scene in high school and all that. It's just debilitating at times to see that for these guys. You feel for them. You really do. The good ones, they'll come out of it. Yelly will come out of it. You know, Trout's coming out of his. Chris Bryant's busting out of his. And Yelly will get out of his.
Yeah, we usually see hitting behind pitching this early in the season anyway. So I'm hoping over the next week, which as long as the Brewers are getting some wins and not falling any further back, then you would hope that the bats are going to kind of catch up with where the pitching's at. Speaking of the pitching, another quality start coming out of the starting rotation. Boy, we'd asked this question yesterday. Do you feel that the Brewers' starting rotation is set up to be good for not just this year, but maybe a couple of years down the road? That very quietly they put together a good stable of arms. Give me your thoughts there, Tim.
Yeah, for sure they have, Bill. And you know, Sam Schmitz, your board operator today, and I last night uncovered this little tidbit. Brewers starters this year, and you know, it's 10 games. We understand that. Brewers starters this year, ERA, going into last night was 2.98. Coming out of last night, 3.04. That's for the starters. Now, this perception that the Brewers have no arms, what are they going to do for starters? What do they got? A free agent, a journeyman, Brett Anderson, and then they get this guy from the KBO, and now they got young guys and no, it's performing. It is. Now let this take hold. The concern I would have, obviously, and you know this, is the offense. The bullpen, they just haven't played from the lead, Bill. Right. Craig Counsell is still figuring out how to use his bullpen. And I know that sounds funny, but given this season and given the scores at the times you get to the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th innings, we have yet to see the bullpen used in their specific roles. It's starting to take a little shape a little bit. It looks like Josh Hader is just your prototypical closer. He's going to be a three-out guy, ninth-inning guy. That's that. Corey needs to work on his stuff. Devin Williams starting to pop up a little bit into the mix. And David Phelps, thank God for him, because he's outstanding right now. So if there is an APB on Alex Claudio, because we haven't is he still with the team? I'm not
sure.
Thank
God they haven't needed him a whole lot. You know what I mean?
true.
I mean that's the I look at it and think Claudio really hasn't had to be a contributor. And there's what situation would you put Claudio in right now?
Yeah, he's a guy that's got to have that one run where you run into. You know, you're trying to figure out the Bobby Walls. Okay, that didn't work out. You go down. Justin Grimm still has. We don't know what Justin Grimm is going to be this year quite yet. So I would use him in that one-run game where you know you got back-end support. Once that settles in. And again, like I said, it might be the Devin Williams, David Phelps, Brent Suter, and Josh Hader show. And that's where it's got to be right now. Middle innings, it's going to be Alex Claudio's. It's going to be Corey Knebel. Cross your fingers for Corey. He could make a huge difference down the line. He really could.
I think their pitching is probably better than a lot of people gave it credit for. But again, we go back to, let's see when things begin to heat up and you start to get that hitting that catches up with the pitching. Right now, the losses have not come because the pitching staff has given up a ton of runs. It's because they couldn't get key hits. They're, with runners in scoring position, they're one of the worst hitting teams in baseball, the lower third, as a matter of fact. I think they're 20th. And when you look at this team as far as team batting average and strikeouts go, their team batting average extremely low and strikeouts extremely high. Maybe last night was, and like Craig Counsell said, you can't get it all back at once, but at least maybe guys are starting to see the ball a little bit better.
They are, and I love that four-run inning last night. That was, you know, one of the bigger stories last night, along with Lynn Bloom and what he did, career high in strikeouts. Freddie Peralta strikes out 6-3 scoreless. But it really was that four-run inning. They started to move the line a little bit. They had an eight men to the plate inning later on in the game, and then in the four-run inning, they batted around. So that is a great sign. I'm a little puzzled by this offense. I thought they would be much better than they are right now, and hopefully we can just chalk it up to as Yelly goes, so goes the crew. I mean, hopefully we can chalk it up to that, because guy walks four times, gets an inside the parker, scores three runs, knocks in the run, obviously. And then I don't think it's any surprise that the rest of the team has some success as well. So, I mean, just again, the offense has got to pull their weight. I mean, yep. Because the perception is that the bullpen is spitting up all these games. Well, you're up 4-2 in the seventh inning earlier this week against the Chicago White Sox, a good hitting baseball team. And you give up a two-run home run, it's like everyone gets on this bullpen for giving up a run or two here and there. Guys, the offense needs to run away with a couple of these once in a while. They got it done last night.
Talking with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. Getting back to the pitching staff, I think the starters have been solid. Obviously, Hader has not had a ton of work, only three innings. Does it concern you that he's only seen three innings so far this season?
I'm trying to do the math in 60 games, so if it's 10... and he has three outings, three appearances. So wouldn't that be, you know, 3 times 18? You know, so I guess he's on pace as a closer, 30 appearances, 40 appearances maybe. So I'm trying to figure that one out too. I'm really surprised they haven't gone multiple innings with him. And mm-hmm. Be prepared. He may have to pull that out, Bill. Because if there's not another electric dude out in the back of that bullpen, if there isn't one, he might be forced to go back to Josh Hader getting, you know, 4 or 5, maybe a 6-out save here and there. He might be forced to. If David Phelps falters right now, who is their setup guys? Devin right. Williams? Who has bright future, don't get me wrong, but yeah. That would be about it.
What do you think of Corey Knebel's appearances so far? 2 2/3, 5 hits, just a couple of runs, but a 6.75 ERA. It's not like he's pitched a ton, so I'm not going there. But give me your thoughts on what you've seen out of Corey Knebel.
Yeah, it's hard to tell right now. Just coming off the Tommy John, he did start out with some velocity or lack thereof. That was a little concerning, both at summer camp and then early on this year. But then he picked it up. His last outing, he did ramp it up there to 94, 95. But we're still talking, you know, about a guy that throws 98, 99, and then with just an outstanding curveball. So and it, you know, he may be able to get by on that mid 90s. Sometimes Tommy John, you know, and it's an elixir for health for a lot of these guys. Sometimes it's an elixir for velocity for a lot of these guys. We don't hear about the horror stories either, and we're just hopefully that's not a horror story for Corey Knebel that, you know, rarely, but it does happen, goes in the other direction after TJ.
Tim, always great. Boy, I tell you what, offensively, if they can't feast on this really terrible bullpen that Cincinnati brings to town, I don't think they're going to be able to feast at all. Cincinnati's got great starting pitching. Oh, my God, their bullpen just absolutely sucks. So if you can get to some of these guys early, man, oh, man, you should be able to do some damage. So hopefully we're talking about a lot of runs over the weekend, and you're a happy guy come Monday.
Oh, man, just every day I get another blessing. There's another game. They haven't shut it down. They haven't, you know, done right. anything weird. So just day by day, and the Brewers right in this thing, 5-5.
Good stuff, Tim. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
You got it, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. That is Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them. 800-44-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com. When we come back, last night's starting pitcher, solid outing. You're going to hear from him. Also, Mike Clemens with a training camp report and an announcement yesterday we're going to talk about coming up after the top of the hour. We'll tell you what that was. You know, there's one good thing that I just saw. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. It was more than just a highlight. So I was pretty fired up about that as well. I'll tell you all of that coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold training camp update. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers holding more team meetings and everyone being tested for COVID again. The team has announced there'll be no fans in the stands for the Packers' first two home games against the Lions and the Falcons. Packers president Mark Murphy says it wasn't an easy decision.
Yeah, you know, Mike, it's there's a lot at stake. And we understand, you know, what Packer home games mean. But it's just uncharted waters for all of us. And the last thing we would want is to contribute to some outbreak or super spreader event. And so we'll, you know, hopefully be able to, at a minimum, get the games in and on television.
The Packers open the season on the road in Minnesota. The Vikings have not announced their plans for fans. Aaron Rodgers.
It'll be strange to play, if that's the case, to play in some of these venues that over the years have been really, really loud. You know, you talking about the advantage that Seattle has for their crowd, New Orleans, Minnesota, Atlanta, to not see a full Lambo can be a little bit weird.
That's Aaron Rodgers. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
The Van Horn Automotive Group, they're going to buy your car. That's right. Any of their Wisconsin or Iowa locations all the way across the borders. They're going to do some cross-branding. That's right. From Ferrari to Geo Metro, your car has never been worth more right now. No gimmicks, no pressure to trade it in. You can sell without the challenges of posting it online or meeting strangers or titles or paperwork or anything. Visit Van Horn, any Van Horn location for that matter. Go in and get it checked out or go to vanhornauto.com and click on the Sell My Vehicle link for a Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. And if you've got some service you've been putting off because of price, finance it. 0% APR for 12 months, up to $2,000 on any repair right now. Now you can finance it and not worry about it any longer. Plus, the application is quick and it's easy, and it's available at any Van Horn service center, or again, you can see them online at vanhornauto.com. But don't forget, as always, you can buy new, you can buy used, you can find a car, finance a car, trade in a car fully online and touchless. Go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. You can buy a car from the comfort of your own home. But if you're going to go in, they are practicing the CDC guidelines. They're wiping down their customer lounges. The technicians are wearing gloves and wiping down the vehicles and the touch points after service. They're doing it all to keep you safe and doing it all to make sure that you get the vehicle you want, the vehicle you need, and to make sure that you're still able to move around. That's Van Horn Automotive Group, family-born and employee-owned. Go to vanhornauto.com. Again, that's vanhornauto.com. Last night's winning pitcher, Mr. Lindblom, on his long road to his first win since returning to the majors.
It's definitely special. I think more so from the standpoint that I was just able to make it through the outing without any issues. But, you know, my job, a starting pitcher's job, is to go out and give us a chance to win. It's to keep the game close, and that looks different on different days. So, you know, I don't really worry about the wins and the losses. It's more about, you know, keeping the game within striking distance, and I thought I did a pretty good job of that.
So Narvaez behind the plate last night, not many pina, and Lindblom says, hey, we had a really good game plan coming into that contest.
We had a really good game plan going into the game. And then, you know, the hard part's going on executing the pitches. But I thought I did a good job of executing the pitches. Omar did a really good job of calling pitches. We were just able to use everything, you know, even from the first pitch. You know, the first pitch of the game was a slider, which rarely ever happens. But when you're able to use all of your pitches in the zone and out of the zone, it makes for a pretty fun day.
His breaking ball, his slider was just off the charts last night. If you were watching, I mean, it was starting up around the shoulders and breaking down around the knees on the opposite side of the plate. And he said, look, man, this is the reason why he threw that slider on the first pitch of the game.
I've never thrown a breaking ball the first pitch of the game in my life. And watching these last three games, Robert's hyper-aggressive on the first pitch. Yesterday, I think he swung at all four pitches. At about 10 o'clock this morning, I was watching video, and I just said, I'm throwing a slider first pitch of the game. He's going to be swinging. I'm doing it, and I'm committing to it. Sure enough, I got the swing. But, yeah, just that gave me confidence going forward to execute the pitch and then continue on just executing the breaking balls.
So a little insight there. He's been noticing that the aggressiveness, especially first pitch of the game, the aggressiveness there, and he saw it in video and said, I'm committing to it. Then he also talked about Yelich's, which everybody was talking about, Christian Yelich's home run last night, the inside the Parker.
For him to get that hit and then, you know, get a homer out of it, it kind of loosened everything up in the dugout. Everyone was excited about it. And then, you know, after that happened, I felt like everyone kind of followed suit. When things like that happen, it changes the atmosphere in the dugout.
And it did last night. If you could hear it, actually, while he was running the bases, you could hear some of the Nat sound of his teammates cheering him on in the dugout, and then the cheers coming out of the dugout after the fact. It's something that you're not normally privy to because you usually have the crowd in the background. But last night, you could actually hear some of the players and some of the guys in that dugout. So it was entertaining. It's something that we're getting more and more of, a little bit of insight. So on one hand, COVID sucks. Not having fans in the stands sucks. It just does. But on the other hand, you're getting a little bit of an insight that if you're just a sports fan and you really want to kind of dip into what's going on strategy-wise and also what guys are saying in dugouts and such and kind of how what the atmosphere can be like and what it can play into, last night was a great example of that. So take advantage. I mean, I know it sucks that we're not there. But take advantage of the situation we have right now, because hopefully when our sense of normalcy comes back and we go back to having crowds and big gatherings and such, then we're talking about something drastically different. But you'll always remember some of the things that goes on inside some of those dugouts. Let's do this. We're going to step away, take a quick break, come back. An announcement made yesterday, and I got a lot of questions about it and regarding the NFL, and we'll discuss. And we're going to get your thoughts as well. So stay tuned. Coming up, more of the Bill Michael Show right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.